We're catching up right now with someone who knew Tangles very well. It is Rodney Hogg. How are you, Rodney?
Yeah, no, shocked with the news. Mm. I only found out on Sunday that he was crook and was in hospital. So hadn't heard anything around the traps that he'd been unwell, but, and now he's passed. So I'm just absolutely in shock.
Mm.
I mean, a lot of people are. Maxie resonated with so many people, didn't he? I mean, on the cricket field. When you saw his bowling action for the very first time, what did you think?
That's interesting because you usually look at people you want to copy. And as a kid when I first saw Max, I was probably about 16, 17. I was trying to still copy people even at that age because I was a bit of a cricket nuff. And I reckon Max wasn't one I tried to copy. Because I remember copying Kerry O'Keefe and a bloke called Bob Bittmead and Alan Connolly and all the blokes around the same era. I never tried Max. I don't know why. But if you saw a kid these days bowling like Max now, you'd say to the kid, well, you better change your action, mate. You won't make it.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, it worked beautifully for him. And to chat to him about how that came about was very interesting. But because he was Tangles and you're not able to read the ball quite as well, and in the end he bowled such a beautiful length and swung the ball, he was probably the luck. We always wonder why people don't swing the ball as much these days. Well, Max was one of the big swingers of the ball, but that's him as a cricketer. I mean, so many other areas you can talk about Max being so successful in so many of the other fields. But at the end of the day, you won't find anybody who's got a bad word to say about Max. He was just always jovial and always positive and always smiling and always ready to just make the world around him a better place.
And, of course, he was very well known as being a fantastic storyteller. I know we're probably putting you on the spot, but I'm going to try. Rodney, have you got a really quick some sort of anecdote to do with Max?
Well, not really, because I only trained against him. He was really World Series. So I know that he was such a trendsetter. I'd try to do a little bit of corporate speaking, and he was light years ahead of everybody as far as sports people go, as far as in the corporate world speaking. So Max was just a trendsetter in a lot of areas.
Yeah, and he was a great writer too, which a lot of sports people, when they try and write, are absolutely hopeless. I mean, that's fair to say. But with Maxie, his books always sold extremely well. And boy, he could, as Jules mentioned, tell a story.
Well, tell a story, and then you look at the head, how to do something with a python and how to hypnotise a chook, and you would think those books just wouldn't sell, wouldn't you? You'd go, well, they're not going to sell, and yet at the end of the day, I think he was nearly number one best-selling author in Australia for a few years, right up there in the top two or three anyway, at least, as far as selling books. So a famous author, really, Max, and that's not what we remember him for. What do we remember Max for? As a person, a fun-loving person, really. I mean, as a cricketer, I've focused towards cricket, but there'll be people in other areas being an author, and there'll be people in the architecture field.
Yes.
He's probably a brilliant architect, and I don't even know anything about his architecture, but he's probably a brilliant architecture too, because whatever he did, he did well and did so successfully. And we forget he was a great Tasmanian.
That's right.
Absolutely brilliant. He really did well for Tassie, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, brilliant. Put you guys on the map, didn't he?
Yeah, very well, he helped.
We weren't discovered before Max Walker.
That's right.
Rodney Hogg, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. See ya.